And if you're writing a title down, you can write a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We saw that Sunday morning in part. Because, you know, it wasn't just for the healing. Now, don't get me wrong. There was healing done. There was personal things that were taking place that people needed prayer. And we saw the move of God. People came up. People were, you know, were hungry for a move of God in their life and for healing and for whatever else they come up for. And I've heard a lot about it. So it's kind of touching on that, the manifestation. We talk about the Holy Spirit, but the manifestation, which we saw, as we said, we saw part of it Sunday morning. The manifestation. Things were happening, not normal. Wasn't a routine praise and worship, take up the offering, message. No. At first, I didn't think I was going to even get to the message because it was powerful. It was strong. And, you know, to be able to walk back up here and get on this platform, it took a chore to get back up here. And, you know, first time, I didn't even realize where I was. And, you know, you could tell by the people that were here that were receiving what God was wanting to impart into them. But, you know, even today, we sometimes see the power of the Holy Spirit in manifestation in similar, like in our church service we had last Sunday. And, you know, we've been praying for that on Tuesdays, for God to show up, the Holy Spirit to show up in our services. And like I say, you know, the ones that weren't here couldn't really understand what we're talking about. It's like when Miss Lynn walked in, her and Cheyenne were talking French. I didn't have no idea what they were doing or saying. But, you know, what I'm saying is that if you wasn't in the service, you wouldn't understand about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And it happens in churches that are open to the Holy Spirit. You know, I've heard a pastor say that he don't lay hands on people. Okay, you don't lay hands on people. He said, I don't want nobody to think I'm pushing them over. And I said, you know, I'm just letting him talk because I knew who they were and I knew the denomination and all that. But then I got to thinking, you know, then it just bubbled up out of me in my spirit for my mind, for my thinking only, not his, was God said to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know, I mean, there's situations where I've seen where Brother Hagin, he didn't even have to touch nobody. They just fell. And, you know, it's times like that. But like I was saying, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So, you know, that's why we have to be very careful what we're getting taught. You know, I mean, that was their teaching. And I'm just letting you know that some teachings out there, we have to be careful on what we get. It's the same thing, you know, what we listen to of people talking about it, of different things that go on, because laying hands is not wrong. Now, I'm don't get me wrong. Now, there may be some out there that want to push you down. But if you come here, we're going to lay hands on you. We're not going to shove you and push you. This is not a wrestling match. This is the Spirit of God. We're showing the manifestation of the Spirit of God. But speaking of that, years ago, when I was in Baton Rouge, living in Baton Rouge, there was this evangelist, this lady that was evangelizing at this church, ministering at the church, and she operated in that power of power and anointing of healing, and you know she would do that, and she would ask people to come up, and she would have it was the church probably had about 6,000 in there, and they probably had about half of that came up. And, you know, she was laying hands on them, and they were falling out in the Spirit. And, you know, the Holy Spirit was manifested in that service, and they came up, and they were healed of whatever it was that they had. And, you know, it got to a point to where she would even just walk, and they would fall because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, I heard some people say, oh, they just falling, they just doing that. I said, well, go on up there. You said you had your back was hurting? Go on up there. I'll even go with you. You know, and he went, and he got slain in the spirit. His back didn't hurt anymore. You know, you understand what I mean? There's a time and situation where, like I said, she would just walk and people would just fall out, or she would touch their head, forehead, and lay hands on them, and they would just fall out. And then some wouldn't, but they got healed. Not just because they didn't fall, but they got healed because of that anointing power that was in the room at the time. Somebody said, yeah, but she must have been super duper. I said, well, it's the power of the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, anyone in here could do that when you get the power of the Holy Ghost on you. Any one of you, every one of you, if you're obedient to the Spirit of God, that you could do the same thing, go lay hands on the sick. Because God tells, he didn't say for just me to go lay hands on the sick. He said, go lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's, you know, if you're a Christian, that's part of your obligation as a Christian to go out and heal, lay hands on people, to minister to people. So there's no boundaries on who can go do this. But I know, now to take that back, there should be. I've seen some out there that thought I'm it, man. I got the healing anointing on me, and anybody I touch, they're gonna get healed. You know, that you gotta be operating in the Holy Spirit. Now, I could tell you, I could probably, you know, I could just say, well, I'm anointed by healing or this or that or whatever. It comes upon you. It's not me. Because if it was, we'd go around and we'd go here. I say, for $100, I get you healed right now. I've heard people say that before. Send me $100. You see what I'm saying? The deal is the Holy Spirit is what we need to focus on. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I can remember not long ago, a few years ago, the Spirit of God moved in this place. And people ran. They were running around the place. And I can remember years ago, I can't think of her name now. She first time she come here, she was in a wheelchair. Pray for her. She come out of that wheelchair, she got into a walker. And then before you know, Miss Amy. Yeah, that's who it was. And she came in, and the next minute I was up front, and I was just raising my hand, just praising God, and people were running everywhere. And, you know, and all of a sudden she come up there and grabbed me, and we took off running around this building. Now she was 80 something years old at that time. And you understand what I'm saying? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Just a matter of weeks before, she was in a wheelchair. You see what can happen when we turn ourselves away from us and look to God and the Holy Spirit. But that was an awesome time in the Lord for her. It encouraged me when I saw her, and I couldn't keep up with her. You know? I mean, she was a little short lady, but she was feisty. You know, she wanted to get out of that wheelchair. She had determination. She didn't want to stick to that wheelchair. So she got out of that wheelchair and said, I'm walking in there with a, you know, her daughter said, you come in here with a walker. You too wobbly. Next minute I know she was in here without anything, running around the church. But, you know, getting back to this lady that I saw ministering in Baton Rouge, it even got to a point to where, you know, she would just walk past people and they would fall out. And then she asked people if they, for their testimony, their praise report, whatever. And they said, she invited them up. And as they walked up to the front, they passed out again. You see what I'm saying? The power of the Holy Ghost was so strong in that place that, you know, they couldn't do anything except receive what God, you know, and, you know, people that didn't believe it started believing it, because they found out it wasn't them, it wasn't that person, it was the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You know, and I've seen this, I saw this myself, many cripples, they would come up and they got healed. They threw their crutches down and walked out of there. You see what I'm saying about a manifestation of the Holy Spirit? And we pray for that to happen here. We open up and say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. And, you know, she invited some up on the platform. And, you know, but they could, some of them, they were piling up at the end of the steps because they would pass out because of the anointing. It was so strong that they couldn't move. Now, can you imagine if we had a service that strong? Now, we had a strong one Sunday, but I'm talking about a strong service is that. As people walked through the doors, they said, oh, something, what is that? You see, it's in this building, so they knew it was something happening. So what it was the manifestation. And can you imagine, for the people that come in with some need healing in their body, or maybe just need a financial blessing, if they need whatever it is that's going on in their life, maybe reconciliation with their family, whatever it is, the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit can manifest. But we have to be willing to come in to His house and be willing to be used, to be surrender ourselves to the Holy Spirit. You know, I really believe that's why Jesus said, you know, He stopped His disciples and said, no, don't stop them kids. Let them come to Me. You know, be like the children. You know, you've seen that. I've seen some before, we'd have them in here, they'd be dancing away. And they'd be, you know, do they know what's going on? I don't know. But I'm not going to stop them. I'm not going to stop them from doing it, from dancing in the Spirit or whatever they're doing. But one thing they need, they had to see an adult do it. Think about that. Are we as adults teaching our children to be surrendered to the Holy Spirit? Because once we do that, we'll see a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of times we may be right on the verge and then somebody put a roadblock up there by the way they think, by the way they do. But the full manifestation of the Holy Spirit, I don't care if you put a roadblock or not, the Holy Spirit's coming right on through. It's going to do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. But as I was saying earlier, that even after she had all those people that fell out in the Spirit, even her helpers that were trying to hold her up and the people out there, they all started falling. She was by herself, didn't have no helpers. But you know, people were slain in the Spirit. They would hit that floor, didn't hurt them. They were why? Because of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But you know, we have to understand that we kind of talked about it before. Remember Jesus in the garden? And also we talked about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit when He was ministering in His hometown and they tried to kill Him, tried to throw Him off a cliff. Jesus wasn't acting on His own. He was empowered by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, He just walked away from that and people fell out. When He walked past them, away from the edge of that cliff, they were falling everywhere. They were falling as He walked away. That's in the Word. Hallelujah. And also the same thing took place over at the Garden of Gethsemane, right? Remember, the guards came out for Him and they said, who is this? And He said, I am Him. I am. You'd have to listen to that message on the website. But it's He's saying who He is. And then when He said who He was, they fell back. They fell down. You see the power of the Holy Spirit, and He was endowed with the Holy Spirit. And we have to understand, we can too. We can be endowed by the Holy Spirit, but we got to surrender. We got to get out, we got to unzip the flesh and put on the Holy Spirit. A lot of times, we trying to do it in the flesh. We're trying to say things in the flesh. Get out of that suit and put on the Holy Spirit and you'll see a change. You will see. I mean, we do things at the church. We have fellowship. We do this and we have a good time. And we say all kind of stuff and all that. But then when we got to get serious with it, with like laying hands on the sick and for them to recover, we've got to be in the Spirit. We've got to have the Holy Spirit operating in our life for that to take place. Because you can't do it on your own. To heal somebody, you've got to be working, having the anointing of the Holy Spirit on you to lay hands on the sick. Because we just say, lay hands on the sick. Anybody can do it. Yeah, anybody can. But you got to be endowed, empowered by the Holy Spirit to do those things. To anything we understand, to do something, you have to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Same thing. If you're going through a situation in your body, oh, Lord, your word says, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. What's going on? My leg is hurting. What's going on? I'm not. Well, you're sitting there wondering and begging. Get into the Holy Spirit. You know, if you have to pray in tongues. Get into the Spirit, and then you start speaking to your leg if it hurts, your back if it hurts, your sinuses if they hurt. Get into the Spirit, and you got the power. You can't, we got to understand, can't do it on our own. It's the Holy Spirit that works through us, right? Praise the Lord. But, you know, you think about what Jesus did, because we already said this, Jesus wasn't working with his deity of Jesus, God, he was what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. He was working with the Holy Spirit. And you know, as I said, about to throw him off the cliff, and then when they went to arrest him and all of that, those people stepped back and fell out. That's powerful of the Holy Spirit. Just like I was telling you about the evangelist that I saw in Baton Rouge. She was full of the Holy Spirit, and people were just, when she'd walk past them, she didn't even have to lay hands. She'd reach her hand up and they'd fall. That's moving with the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And you know, you think about what Jesus had done, and you know, I believe Luke recorded this for a reason. And in Luke 4, let's look in Luke 4:30. He says, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. They were trying to kill him. Remember, we talked about that. He walked right through the crowd. You know, I got to thinking about that. You know, we in the flesh, we can say, well, I can go out to the swamp and walk through a bunch of alligators. You ain't going to do it? Yeah. Good luck. If you're not walking in the Spirit, you ain't going to walk through some alligators. I can guarantee you they're going to take a little bite out of you. But people say that kind of stuff. Well, that means I could just go walk through a swamp. And them snakes and alligators, ain't nothing going to bother me. You doing it fleshly or you doing it spiritually? And also God gave us a mind to use it. To be smart about something. I mean, you think about it. If you say, "Well, I prayed in tongues. I'm going to walk through them alligators." Well, I think I would leave the alligators alone. Now, if an alligator was, you come up on one, and he come right up on you, then I'd be praying in tongues. Lord, Jesus walked through. He walked right past those people. That's what he said. But he passed right through the crowd and went his way. And I'm going to believe, Lord, I'm believing right now that you fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I'm, you know, you see the situation. I'm not Jesus, and I'm not on the edge of a cliff. But there's a big old alligator right there. And he's trying to take a bite out of me. And I believe it, that if you are full of the Spirit, that you're empowered by the Spirit, that you can speak to that situation. People say, well, I don't believe all that. You ever tried it? Nope. Praise the Lord. I want you to look, not yet. Let's don't look at that right now. But you know, we have to understand, like when Jesus did walk through that crowd, can you imagine it would happen right here too? When he walked through that crowd and he just walked right past them. Can you imagine the people that saw that take place? You know, just imagine what they were thinking, the people that were just standing back watching this. Because, you know, you got some churchgoers that just watch. You know, I'm going to sit here. I can remember the first time I went to Spirit-Filled Church in Baton Rouge. I was watching. Because I didn't have any idea what was going to happen. Because I saw the pastor, he was playing one of them grand pianos on the platform. And the next minute I saw him, he took off running. Now, where in the world is he going? Is it over? Because, I mean, I didn't have any idea what it was like in there. And I had a friend invited me, and you know, and I said, okay. I knew he was a little crazy. And I said, well, let me just see. And I mean, it was a lot of speaking in tongues. It was prophesying. It was the Spirit of God was moving. And you know, and I'm sitting there, my eyes are this big. What is this? What am I doing? And you know, after a while, I just believed that the Spirit of God spoke to me. And they all, and at that moment, they had a speaker say, well, look, we're having classes about the Holy Spirit, about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, and I went. I was shuffled right on up in there, and I started learning about that. See, a lot of people are back up from it. I went into it. I said, I want to learn what's going on. And if it's in the Bible, it's got to be true. You know, for somebody just to tell me something, you show me in the Bible. You show me, you tell me in the Bible. And I did. When they told me that, I went in that class, and I sat there, and it was about 6 weeks long. And I mean, I was working shift. I would, at the paper mill, I would come in, and I would go to that class, and I'd run right back to the paper mill, and I would work my shift, my 12-hour shift. And then the next day, I'd go, you know, I might be off. I'd get off in the morning or sometimes, and I'd go into the class, and I wanted it. I was hungry for more of God. I wanted to know about this speaking in tongues. I wanted to know if that was true. Because for 40 years, never heard of that. And I was in church every Sunday. And from what I was telling you about the teaching that you get, I mean, you could be in a church. Oh, yeah, I'm in a church. I've been in this church. They got a seat saved for me. I've been in there so long, they're going to put a little plaque on my seat. I mean, I've been in churches like that. Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying? All I was doing was sitting in that church and looking at my name on that seat. That was it. But then I got a little more hungry for more of God. And what is this all about? Sure, I was saved. I was baptized in water. And I thought I was something. And then all of a sudden, I felt like I was nothing. Because I didn't know anything. So I started getting involved with other ministries that taught. Like this when I had that class. And I went to that. And then I moved over here. And, you know, I said, man, I got to find a church like that. And, you know, it was tough to find a church that free. And I said, man, I got to find a church like that. And I looked. And I didn't find the church I really thought I was going to be at, but I found her. She was at that church, and I found her. So the rest of it's history. And then we found Living Glory Church. And then after Living Glory Church, we would keep being taught the Word. So, but I tell you, it's being filled with the Spirit, being in the anointing of the Spirit of God. And you know, we have to realize that it's not us. It's God. It's the Spirit of God to be able to do things. And not everybody is called to do praise and worship. Not everybody's called to come right here. Not everybody's called for the children's church. And, you know, not everybody's called for the youth. You see what I'm saying? That you have to understand that I want to do for God. God, what is it you want me to do? And he'll tell you. The Spirit of God will tell you. Oh, no, I can't do that. You know, you're losing out on your anointing that God has placed. He said, I want you to do this. God will speak to you because he knows your heart. More than anybody else would know your heart. Hallelujah. But you know, we have to understand also that we read in the book of Acts what the Apostle Peter had preached to the Gentiles in the household of Cornelius. And I want to look at that right now. That's in Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38. Praise the Lord. And it says, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." That verse is what we have been learning concerning Jesus and his earthly ministry. Jesus was a man. He was born of a woman. He was a man, but he's also God. Hallelujah. But you know, if it was God who anointed Jesus for ministry, he did this in the River Jordan after Jesus was baptized with water, right? And what did Jesus do with this anointing and power? He went around doing good and healing, right? Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The Spirit of God was with him, just like with you. The Spirit of God is with you. And God is telling us today to go to do, you have that anointing, you have that power, and you're for you to go around doing good and healing those who are oppressed. And you probably know a bunch of them. The devil has oppressed a lot of people, and they don't know how to get out. Guess what? God has anointed us to do that, to bring people out, to show them the love of Jesus. Tell them they don't have to be stuck in that situation. They don't have to be right there, because God is with us. Didn't he say that in his word? God is with us. He said God was with Jesus. Okay? We belong to Jesus, right? So he has anointed us, because God is with us too. And you see what I see here. According to this verse, Jesus did not heal people in his own power. As I was saying earlier about us, go lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We can't do it in our own power, just like Jesus couldn't do it. He relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. And notice also that sickness and disease were considered to be oppression from the devil. It's right here. You're being oppressed. When you come down, you start running, having a runny nose, the devil's already got the front door key. Oh yeah, No, I got you now. I got you now. But I can tell you one thing. We got to bust out of that and understand by the Spirit of God that we operate through the Spirit of God and not by our flesh. You know, you think about it, sometimes you say, I don't really feel like getting up this morning. I don't feel like getting up. But you know, you do. I'm talking about just not coming to church. I'm talking about even going to work. You think about it. You know, sometimes, I really don't want to go to work today. I'd rather stay home. It's so pretty outside. The sun's shining. It looks so pretty. I could get a lot done today. I don't have to go to work. I'll just call in sick. Huh? Open the door. Just open the door to the devil. You're already letting it out of your mouth. I'm calling in sick. Guess what's down the road? You see what I'm saying? How we can do things in the flesh and knowing it's not the Spirit of God speaking through us. Because we walk in divine health. Doesn't that what he tells us in his word? And you know, sickness and disease are considered to be from the devil. Because Jesus came to heal us, heal our bodies. He died on the cross for us. So we can't bow to the devil. You know, we bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And let him use the Spirit of God through us to conquer what it's supposed to do. And you know, we've got that power. So we need to use it. And you'd be like, I got this piece of dynamite. I need to get that dam broke, that beaver dam broke over here. I got that dynamite. I might as well just go and put it over there. But I'm going to say, I'm going to wait and just see if it's going to go away. And beavers will make that dam higher and higher. You got a piece of dynamite. You can use it. you light that piece of dynamite and it'll blow that dam, and that dam will open you. Oh, everybody got water again. You understand what I'm saying? You got the power, but you got to use it. If not, those beavers are going to build that dam bigger and bigger. Before you know it, you ain't got any water coming down your way. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this tonight? Hallelujah. But that's just the manifestation of the Holy Spirit that we pray for each and every time that we come in here together. Praise the Lord.